All right, the Shilling Show continues here on a Manic Monday edition of the program. It's not been receiving much coverage here in the United States, but it's been kind of a wild weekend, past several days in Israel. Lots going on there that you need to be aware of. We welcome back our Israel correspondent, Rolene Marks, live from Israel on Operation Breaking Dawn. Rolene, great to have you back with us.
So great to be here. And I just want to start off by saying thank you to you, Rob, for your prayers and support over what has been a very, very difficult weekend. And I just want to speak to our listeners for a second and thank all of you for your support for Israel, because your support for Israel turns into support for our Iron Dome, for the funding from America for our Iron Dome, which saved untold lives this past weekend. Thank you, United States of America, for helping us to save lives by funding our Iron Dome.
Let's talk about Operation Breaking Dawn. Again, I think a lot of people haven't heard about this. So what was it?
Let's start at the very beginning. Yes. Last week, the Israeli security forces arrested the head of the Palestinian Islamic Jihad during counter-terror operations in Jenin in the West Bank. Now, here's the equivalent to Israel. The Palestinian Islamic Jihad is the equivalent of an al-Qaeda. This is a wanted terrorist responsible for the planning of countless terror attacks that have cost Israeli lives. Now, over subsequent days, our military received intelligence that PIJ were planning on carrying out attacks on Israeli civilians, especially along the perimeter of the Gaza Strip. And as a result, they locked down those areas, closed the access roads, stopped the train service between Ashkelon and the city of Sderot, and really put in the preparations for any kind of attack. And on Friday, they preemptively launched Operation Breaking Dawn, or as in Hebrew we call it, Mitsa Alot HaShachar, and with pinpoint precision, struck Palestinian Islamic Jihad targets. These were top commanders. By the end of the weekend, the IDF had eliminated all of their top command, their tunnels, their weapon storage facilities, their rocket manufacturing sites. And this particular mission was aimed solely at Palestinian Islamic Jihad. But on Friday, the terror entity started to fire rockets and mortars towards Israeli sovereign territory, including towns in the south on the periphery of the Gaza Strip, as far into Israel as where I am in Modi'in. We had sirens. We even had an explosion just outside our city, up to Tel Aviv. Yesterday, they fired towards Jerusalem, a city that is holy to Jews, Christians, and Muslims, on the morning day of Tisha B'Av, which is a day of fasting, a day of mourning, and then down south into the Negev Desert as far as Beersheba. About 1.5 million of us were in the line of fire over the weekend, an extraordinary, extraordinary weekend. Also coupled with that, and finally based on the assessment from our military today, out of the 27 civilians killed in the Gaza Strip, 16 of them were killed as a result of Palestinian Islamic Jihad rockets misfiring and falling in the Strip, including several children. Yesterday, one of their rockets misfiring almost took out a film crew filming for a news channel, and at least 200 of these rockets landed short in the Gaza Strip. So this is a terror entity firing from within their civilian infrastructure in Gaza onto our civilian infrastructure, a double war crime, placing two groups of civilians in immense, immense danger.
You mentioned Rolene Marks, and we're talking with Rolene, who's live from Israel right now on Operation Breaking Dawn over the weekend. You mentioned targeted, and it's remarkable to me the extent to which the IDF and Israel in general goes to protect civilians. And I want to go to roof knocking, and I'd like you to tell us what that is, because if that doesn't say it all, nothing does.
Well, not only do we roof knock, we some kind of early warning system onto the top of buildings. These are non-threatening, they're not dangerous. This is a signal to the civilians inside that building to get out. We even drop leaflets and phone civilians there. In fact, there has been a recording circulating on social media in Arabic of a soldier phoning a civilian saying, is the building clear? Have you seen any civilians? Are you sure that it is clear? Please make sure that it is clear, because it is a target. And the IDF really go to extraordinary lengths, to the point where we've had military officials from the US, from the United Kingdom, various other countries saying that it really has changed the rules of engagement, how we deal with civilians in a time of combat. So this is what Israel does. And what was extraordinary for me to see was one of the top Palestinian Islamic Jihad commandos who was eliminated by the IDF. If you look at the visuals of the apartment building, every apartment is intact except for his apartment. That is the precision that we operate with. And I really cannot fault, over the last couple of days, the concerted and well-coordinated effort between the Ministry of Foreign Affairs, our military and security sources, and the Prime Minister's office, which is largely responsible for communicating with the journalists, with the outside world, just how precise Israel conducted this mission.
We have just a couple minutes left. We're talking with Roland Marks live from Israel on Operation Breaking Dawn. I want to get to the disinformation campaign, because you mentioned the rockets that fell in that were shot off by the Palestinians and killed some of their own, including children. And yet they were immediately blaming Israel for this. And I would imagine it's probably a full-time job just to counter the disinformation.
Well, absolutely. And the worst protagonists are Western media, the BBC in the United Kingdom, even CNN. You know, their lead story is Israel strikes civilians in the Gaza Strip, and this is not the case. And we actually had it confirmed by Gaza media that no, Palestinian Islamic Jihad are responsible for this. What is particularly extraordinary is today we had, on condition of anonymity, a mother from the Gaza Strip speaking to Israel's Channel 12. Now, this doesn't happen. And she said, we've had enough of this. Palestinian Islamic Jihad, Hamas are losing support. All they do is bring war. It's not them who suffer. It's us who suffer, because they use their civilians as human shields. But of course, the media, seeing a military acting against non-state actors, immediately take the side of terrorists. I mean, it's absolutely unbelievable. For us, it's the equivalent of taking the side of a terror group like the Taliban or Al-Qaeda or Hezbollah, instead of taking the side of the democracy that is acting in defense of its citizens.
Roland, we've got about a minute left. So we're under a ceasefire that was brokered apparently by Egypt. What comes next?
Well, what comes next is we hope the ceasefire holds. We do know that Hamas pressures Islamic Jihad to accept the ceasefire. Iran told them not to accept the ceasefire. This is because Israel has made concessions by expanding the amount of work permits, the amount of fuel, et cetera, let into the Gaza Strip. You know, in Israel, we say we have a ceasefire until the next time. Islamic Jihad have threatened us. They said if we don't meet their demand, they will continue another round of fighting. And now we wait and see. But once again, the true hero of this all is that Iron Dome defensive system, saving lives, 95% success rate over the last couple of days, and just an extraordinary feat of technology.
Roland, we're almost out of time, but tell us where we can follow you online and get more information.
You can follow me online on Twitter at Walmarks, on Facebook at Aline Marks, at layoftheland.online, and even at rorosrantings.wordpress.com. And it is always my absolute pleasure to speak to you, Rob, and your wonderful listeners who pray and support us always.
And we continue to pray for you and for the peace of Israel. Thank you so much, Rolene Marks, live from Israel. Please keep us posted.